The former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been in damage control after accepting a $40,000 cheque from Australia's richest woman. Mining magnate Gina Rinehart gifted the money to Mr. Joyce at a dinner in Canberra to celebrate agriculture. The Federal Opposition has accused Mr. Joyce of being unethical, and today he declined the payment. Lucy Barber reports from Parliament House.
Barnaby Joyce wrote to Gina Rinehart today to politely decline the $40,000 cheque she gave him last night. But Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says he didn't act soon enough.
You can't rob a bank and then avoid the punishment by handing the money back.
The former Deputy Prime Minister is busy fighting 17 other candidates to win back his seat of New England after being booted out of Parliament for being a Kiwi. He skipped a local candidates debate last night to fly to Canberra for the first ever National Agriculture Day dinner. It was hosted by Gina Rinehart and her sponsors. At the dinner, Ms. Rinehart crowned Mr. Joyce a champion of farming and someone who fights for the industry. She gave him the $40,000 cheque for his efforts and he accepted it on stage.
All I'm thinking about now is the things I'm going to do on my own farm, to be quite frank. So there you go. So it's thank you very much. I'm sure anybody else could have won that.
Joel Fitzgibbon has called it a donation in disguise.
And, you know, even if Barnaby wasn't given a heads up, any smart politician would have immediately decided to reject that money.
Mr. Fitzgibbon says he deliberately didn't attend the event.
And I think that agriculture at the moment needs real leadership and policy, not a hashtag and a black tie dinner.
Barnaby Joyce has a close relationship with Gina Rinehart. She donated $50,000 to his 2013 federal election campaign. Rob Tabor ran against Mr. Joyce as an independent in two elections and he's having another go now. He was shocked when he heard about the award this morning.
I just couldn't believe this would be happening and it just seems to be strange they do that in the middle of a campaign.
He's worried about the influence wealthy people have over politicians.
Well, it's about, you know, the one with the most money wins. And shouldn't it be the one who is prepared to stand up for the electorate and do the right thing, be the one that wins?
And he's raised concerns about Ms. Rinehart's influence on agricultural policy.
I think anybody that can wield that much power, I believe, is a problem.
Joel Fitzgibbon agrees.
I think it's only a fine line between acceptable influence from our business leaders and influence that crosses the line. And I think many people have long been concerned about the undue influence of Gina Rinehart over Barnaby Joyce.
By late morning, Mr. Joyce had tweeted that he wouldn't be keeping the prize money.
I was very humbled to receive the National Agriculture Day Award, but was very surprised to receive the novelty-sized cheque. I did not take any cheque from the event, and as soon as office hours resumed today, I took immediate action to politely decline any acceptance.
Gina Rinehart wasn't available for an interview this afternoon, but a spokesman provided this statement.
Last night was said by hundreds of people there that it was an outstanding success and that Barnaby's speech was terrific. Barnaby's award met and exceeded the criteria encapsulated in Mrs. Rinehart's speech last night and available on the web. Mrs. Rinehart is sorry that his well-deserved award has caused opportunity for negative political comment from some people.
Barnaby Joyce has returned to Tamworth where he'll continue to campaign for the by-election in a fortnight.
Lucy Barber reporting.